Today, a reporter for the New York Times will ask a court to throw out a subpoena from the Justice Department. He doesn't want to testify against a CIA agent who's accused of leaking classified information. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the government's ongoing battle against leaks.
New York Times reporter Jim Risen has a history of digging for government secrets and finding pay dirt. Risen helped expose the government's warrantless wiretapping program, and he ventured into the shadows again to write a history of the CIA in the Bush years. That book has landed him in the Justice Department's crosshairs. Prosecutors say it includes material from a former CIA agent, Jeffrey Sterling. He's getting ready to go to trial for disclosing classified information.
My name is Lucy Delglish. I'm the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press.
Dalglish says she's talked with Jim Risen about the case.
His stance is he's not going to identify his confidential sources, period.
Prosecutors have floated something of a compromise. They want Risen to testify that he interviewed Jeffrey Sterling, who's accused in the leak case, on another subject. But Risen hasn't jumped at that idea, and that's setting up a showdown. A judge could throw out the subpoena, embarrassing the Justice Department, or the judge could uphold the subpoena, a decision that could send Jim Risen to jail instead of the witness stand. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.